Hello, everybody, and let me introduce my guests, Olga, Rudy, and Diana. How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Good. My first echo students, Attila, Emesha, and David.
Hi.
Everything's fine?
Yes. Yep.
Good. And hi, Wanda. Hi, George.
Fine.
And we have a very special guest today, Mr. David Labau, an executive chef, but he's been in Hungary for more than a year, and his Hungarian is amazing. So he's going to say one or two sentences in Hungarian, but if you don't want to, you can switch into English. Right.
Well, we'll start off in English. Good afternoon. Thank you. It's nice to be here. My name is David Labau. I'm a chef here in Budapest. I'm an executive chef at two restaurants here. One is Acapulco, which is a Mexican restaurant. The other one is Bellagio, which is an Italian restaurant. We'll try it in Hungarian. You guys will probably think it's pretty rough, but we'll give it a shot.
Would you say it?
Jó napot kívánok, David vagyok. Fúszókács, minden kettő etterem, az egy olasz etterem, másik az a mexikói etterem.
I think that's a fantastic beginning. But we've got a very special surprise. And Rudy has got something. Would you look at it?
Uh-huh.
And it's a kind of food, actually. Okay. It was your mother
who made it.
Mm-hmm. And you are going to judge what it is. So you're going to taste it, and you're going to say whether it's snake meat or cat or, you know, we'll see. So, okay, thank you. It's pretty hot. I'm going to unwrap it. Right, like this. And here's the spoon for you.
Okay.
And just
thank you.
Taste it. Right. Meat?
Uh-huh, some kind of a meat. some kind of a meat. I would say beef. Beef with spices, chili, maybe some curry, maybe some Hungarian paprika in there.
Is it hot?
Spicy a little bit.
Uh-huh.
That's tasty.
Very you like
tasty.
It?
Yeah, I like spicy food.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Rudy, was it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. What's the story? What's in it?
Well, he basically said everything, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a chili?
Yeah.
Is it a chili?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Compliments to the chef, your mother.
Thank you.
Say thank you to your mom. That's excellent. Thank you, David. So
you're
it's
welcome.
Beef. See, it's pretty easy to judge a meat, to identify a meat, after you've been a chef for a couple of years, and it's just like this. Okay. And here we have a couple of Hungarian words. And Diana, I want you to read out the Hungarian word this time.
Ven roka.
Super.
Szúnyogat.
Good.
Orjonkve. Magán kívül.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Sweet. Hizlal. Húsevő.
Hús.
Húsevő.
Super.
Galadul. Kihaznál.
Super, wonderful. I can't believe it. It's just fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
Which animal gives you the shudder, the goosebumps, you're really afraid of? Maybe a big animal or a small animal, but somehow it gives you the shudder. Olga?
Rats. I hate them.
Right. Rudy?
Centipedes.
Centipedes.
Mm-hmm.
How many legs?
I have no idea.
Maybe 100 legs.
Yeah.
You know? Do you know centipede in Hungarian?
Yeah.
Tázlábú. Excellent. It gives you the shudder, right? Have you ever felt a centipede creeping through your arm or something?
Your nightmare.
I'm being nasty. Sorry. I'm being nasty. Okay, Diana?
The scorpion.
Have you ever been stung by a scorpion?
No, I haven't, but I've seen a lot of them when I was small. I used to have them in my garden.
Right. Thank you. Attila?
Well, frogs and worms and caterpillars, maybe. They are cold and slimy to the look. I haven't dared to touch one.
So frogs?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Emesha?
Well, for me it's the pigeon, but I think you know it.
It's a pigeon? You had a terrible dream,
yeah.
Eating pigeon alive, and that's a terrible dream. David?
Anytime I meet a cockroach or a centipede, I get the creeps.
See, again, centipede, so you can shake hands, you too, the centipede guys.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. Now we are going to see something on the projector, and I want you guys to try and read it out. It's going to come up. Yes. Attila, can you make it out?
Yeah, while you're in Montenso visit Mamba Village, largest crocodile farm in Africa. Don't miss the feeding
time.
So it's going to be a crocodile farm in Kenya. Okay? And we are going to experience feeding time. We are going to be there, actually. Would you like to go in and see a crocodile farm? Would you put up your hand if you would like to go and see a crocodile farm?
I have to.
Where was it, Emesha?
Well, it was in Indonesia, and when we visited such a crocodile farm, I really liked it.
And was it feeding time when you were there?
Well, we fed them, but not feeding time.
Okay, so if you are sensitive viewers, because you are going to be exposed to scenes of violence, so if you are very sensitive, you'd better close your eyes, because what we are going to see is really, really violent. Okay, now, I've got the first word part here. The report refers to elderly crocodiles as seasoned veterans. They are seasoned veterans. What's a seasoned veteran? Got any idea?
In English?
Oh, yeah.
A professional. Someone old.
Very, very experienced. Very, very, very experienced. So seasoned veterans, because they've been through a couple of feeding times. So they know everything in the trade, right? Talking about seasoning, there can be seasoned veterans, but also you can season food, right?
Absolutely.
What does that mean, David? Could you show us what it means?
Seasoning food, for the most part, means giving something flavor. We have a mystery meat here that we will season rather quickly for you. And then later on in the show, we will eat some mystery meat. So what I'm doing right now is I'm putting a little salt, a little white pepper, a little Hungarian paprika, and a little parsley.
Parsley and everything. So what David is doing now is seasoning food. Okay. What's a seasoned veteran in Hungarian?
Bénroka,
that's it. So elderly crocodiles are seasoned veterans, but it's a sort of mixed metaphor, because you can't call vén krokodil öreg róka, so it's a mixed metaphor. But you know what I'm getting at. Okay, so we are going to watch the first bit of the report, and your job is going to be, what is the life of the seasoned veterans like on the farm, so the elderly crocodiles? And your job is going to be, how many crocodiles are there on the farm? Okay, so let's have the first one, please.
All right.
Crocodile feeding time is never a pretty sight. Snapping jaws, meat torn to shreds. It's enough to give you nightmares. These elderly crocodiles at the Mamba Crocodile Farm in Mombasa, Kenya, are seasoned veterans of mealtime. Their life consists of either snoozing in the sun or feeding in a frenzy. They're among an incredible 10,000 crocodiles bred for profit here in this abandoned quarry.
Right. So what are their lives like? Diana?
Well, they used a couple of words I didn't understand, so...
They sleep and they eat.
And
so basically they sleep. Did you catch the word they used instead
of... They snooze.
What is snoozing?
Sleeping.
Yes, a very light nap, a short sleep. They snooze. They either snooze, that's one possibility, you got this word, they either snooze, or what's the other possibility? They...
They eat.
How?
In a frenzy.
In an uncontrolled way. They don't know about anything, but just they want to eat. In a frenzy. In Hungarian, Wanda?
Magánkívül.
They eat in a frenzy. Örjöngve. That's a good word. In a frenzy. Right. Good. Okay. So what we're going to do now... It's a crocodile farm in Kenya, Mombasa. How do you think a crocodile farm can be profitable? How can they make money?
Because visitors go and see it with tourists.
One idea is visitors. Excellent. Can you come up with another idea, Attila?
Maybe they sell baby crocodiles to tourists.
They sell baby crocodiles just for pets?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. We'll see whether it's true. Can you come up with another idea? David, please.
Well, perhaps leather, using the leather.
I would call them skin.
Skin, yeah.
Skin.
Crocodile hide.
Yes, the skin, that's number three. And can you come up with one more idea? So we have tourists, skin, maybe pets.
Films, maybe.
Fine. Yeah. Absolutely fine. You couldn't come up, and then I'm really happy with this.
Sorry.
Now, would you please listen to the tourists' opinion about the crocodile farm? That's your job. So what do tourists say? And your job is going to be, what happens to the younger crocodiles? Okay? So let's watch the second bit, please.
The investment in keeping the crocodile bellies full is rewarded, though, firstly through tourism.
They seem to have it all under good control. It's all in a nice environment, no problem.
We like to see how they breed the animals, and it's a good thing.
We can eat you.
Elsewhere on the farm, younger crocodiles are being fattened up. Not for the cameras of the tourists this time, but for their dinner plates.
So, the tourists first. Olga?
Just remember the little girl saying that they can eat you.
Yeah, it's a little bit scary, and people like to be frightened
a little bit.
Yeah,
if you're little.
If they are little. Yeah. And if they are grown up, too. Think of all the horror films. Okay?
Yeah,
right? Rudy, could you come up with the second one? So
One of them said that they're very well kept, and...
can breed them.
Yeah, and it's a good thing that...
you can breed them.
They can breed them. Yeah. So breed to keep animals... to have young ones, to have babies. Okay? Super. And what about the baby crocodiles? Amesha?
They are being fattened up.
What does that mean?
Well, they give very much food to them to become grown and...
to become bigger, but why?
To eat them.
For
to make
dinner plates, they are serving us food.
For dinner plates. And now we have just come to the point. So some crocodiles are being eaten. Put up your hand if you would like to try some crocodile meat. Now put up your hand if you wouldn't. Attila, you are hesitating?
Oh, well, maybe.
You might.
Interesting, but disgusting too.
What about frogs?
Okay. David, if I can turn to you now. Have you ever heard of crocodile meat being eaten?
Not crocodile meat, but in Louisiana, in the southern states and in the United States, Alabama, Louisiana, the bayou states, they eat alligator.
Have you ever tasted alligator?
We did a big function one time. It was a food and wine festival, and one of the booths was Paul Perdome. He's a very famous fat Louisiana chef, and he was cooking popcorn alligator, and it was deep fried in a batter, a beer batter, and eaten with a cocktail sauce.
You liked it?
You didn't taste the alligator, you tasted the sauce.
Okay, and have you ever heard of very strange, very weird animals being eaten?
Different countries in Europe have different tastes. In China, they eat fried chicken feet. Chicken feet. In Thailand and Asia, they'll eat dog. And I think in Cambodia, a pretty strange one is they eat live monkey brains.
Ooh.
Haven't experienced that.
And the monkey is live?
Well, they kill the monkey. Well, actually, they serve the brain as the monkey is dying. So yes, you could say it's live.
Guys,
brain.
That was the appetizer. So we're going to eat something, but let's forget about that. We're going to eat something definitely. Okay, we are going to a restaurant in Nairobi, which is the capital of Kenya, and the name of the restaurant is this.
Carnivore.
How do you imagine the menu? What do you think? What kind of items do you think there are on the menu? Attila.
Meat dishes.
Would you say it again?
Meat dishes.
Can you come up with a couple of ideas? What kind of?
Pork and beef and chicken and alligator and all kind of stuff.
So, carnivore. A carnivore is an animal that eats meat. Okay? If this restaurant were in Hungary, what would the name be? How would you translate it? Try to give it a catchy name. Say it, Wanda.
Hushevu.
That's a good one. Or?
Ravadozo.
Ravadozo or Hushimado.
Anti-vegetarian.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about carnivore, what would you call a restaurant where people eat plants? Obviously vegetarian, but if you think of this word carnivore, so what would be the word?
Herbivore.
Attila, say it again.
Herbivore.
Herbivore. So an animal that eats plants. And what would you call an animal that eats both plants and meat?
Omnivore.
Omnivore, that's it. Omnivore. Okay, good. Great. So we are going to this restaurant, and this is the time I'm going to ask David. He's going to fry or grill, or what are you going to do with that meat?
Well, the mystery meat today we're going to saute.
Okay, would you come and try and just say a couple of words? Would you say it again, the word?
Saute. It's a French word for cooking at a very, very high temperature with either oil or butter. So today we're using a little bit of fresh Italian olive oil.
So again, the word saute.
Saute.
Saute. That's what we are going to do. Okay, so everybody's watching David, but I want you to watch me for a sec because the show is going to go on. David is working and we are having fun, right? So that's basically that's it. Okay. What do you think crocodile meat tastes like? That's the question. It's prediction. What do you think about it? Amisha?
I think it's tasteless.
Tasteless? There's no taste? Yeah. Othello?
It tastes like human flesh.
Human flesh? Have you ever tried human flesh?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Diana?
I don't know, like
probably chicken.
Or like
say it again. Say it again. Probably chicken.
I think
or like
soft,
fish.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Right. So that's what we are going to watch. We're going to see the next bit, and tourists are going to talk about their experience in the carnivore restaurant eating crocodile meat. So let's have it.
500 kilometers away in Nairobi, the popular carnivore restaurant is one of Mamba Farm's biggest clients. They offer an array of exotic game meat, with crocodile being snapped up faster than most. 100 kilos a day of crocodile meat means it must be something special. For those of you who haven't tried it, believe it or not, it tastes a bit like chicken.
Good. I love it. It really is tasty. It's not strong, but it has a nice flavor. It's a little like chicken, but it's
different. So Rudy, I'm going to shake hands with you. Absolutely wonderful. Crocodile meat tastes like chicken, a little bit like chicken. That's what the woman said. It tastes like chicken, but it's different. So that's what she said. Okay. Shall we go on, or we can try it? Because it's no problem.
We can try it now, if you want.
We can try it now?
Uh-huh. I have the one that I cooked in the sauté pan, and then I have the one that I cooked a little bit earlier that we can go ahead and eat right now.
What's
right. Okay, so this is the deal. If you don't want to try out something new, because we are not going to say right now what kind of meat it is, but if you are not very conservative, if you are open-minded, it's excellent, I must say. But if you don't want to try it, you don't have to. David is going to serve you a little bit, and if you want to, please say, yes, please. If you don't want the meat, say, no, thanks. And they can dip, right? What's the sauce?
The sauce is a garlic mayonnaise sauce. No, take one and try it. It's not going to kill you. I promise.
Okay. Ooh, I didn't even get toilet paper.
Uh-huh. Did you guys dip? Did you guys dip?
I didn't.
No.
You didn't dip? Okay. Try the dip.
That's what you call dip. You dip it. Dip. What is dipping in Hungarian?
What is this?
Belema.
Take a bite.
Dip.
Try it.
No, I'm waiting for it.
Right. Is this a frog leg? I'm not going to answer that until
we can't answer this
one.
Right now.
Okay. Everyone has to have one.
Yeah. Are you having one?
Later, yes. After the show, yes.
But no, you can have one now with us.
Just cut that napkin in half. There we go.
Right. George? Tasty? Is it nice?
Thank you.
Okay, so what's the story? I want you to say a couple of words.
I like this. It's good.
Diana, what does it taste like?
It's like chicken, but I know what it is because I've eaten it before. So
you know what it is?
I don't want to give it away.
Right, thank you very much, Rudy.
It tastes like chicken.
Yes, and do you know what it is?
No.
You don't know what it is, Olga?
Chicken, no.
Chicken? Attila?
It tastes like frog.
It tastes like frog. This is the animal that gives you the shudder. Amisha?
Like chicken.
Chicken?
Frog.
Wanda?
frog.
Frog? Yeah. Put up your hand if you like it.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, right? Thank you very much. So, you have just eaten, what would you call it? Frog leg?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Frog leg.
Big up, big up.
That's what it is. Rudy, you're not very happy. All right. So we are going to watch the last bit of the report.
What a surprise.
I wish you could concentrate a little bit more. So the question is going to be to my Fosaka student, what happens to the crocodile skin? Emeshe, are you with me?
Sorry?
What happens to the crocodile skin? Okay, we're going to watch that. And Rudy and Diana and Olga, what do some people suggest? What is the crocodile farm accused of? Okay, so shall we have the last one?
Skins are big business in Europe and Asia for shoes, handbags, belts, and much more. Suggestions that Mamba Farm is exploiting one of nature's wildest creatures for profit are dismissed by the owners. They say because they have legitimized the trade in a wide variety of crocodile products, there is nothing left for poachers and their indiscriminate hunting methods. All in all, from the old-timers entertaining the tourists to the youngsters fattening up for the dinner plate, crocodiles have a big and sustainable economic future. They might not be so nice to look at, but business is business, no matter how scary or ugly it is.
Right, so what happens to the crocodile skin, David?
They use them for handbags, bags and shoes.
And where?
I can catch that.
You can catch that? Yeah. Basically in Europe and Asia, right? And what is the crocodile farm accused of? Diana, could you?
Exploiting the nature. And the crocodiles.
That they are exploiting the wildest creature, exploit, to treat something unfairly in order to get some advantage, in order to get some money. Right? The Hungarian word for it?
Kihasznázni.
But kihasznázni is positive, but here in this meaning, kihasznázni, galádul kihasznázni. It's a very strange word, because you can treat somebody unfairly to get advantage, then that's negative and exploit. But also, you can use it in a positive context. So you can, for example, what I've been doing with David. I've been exploiting his expertise, and that's positive. Now, I would translate it kihasználom. So when it comes to the word exploit, you must be very careful. It could be negative, or it could be positive, right? Okay, David. You've been to a couple of countries and a couple of restaurants. Do you find that people are generally conservative with their food?
I've been a few places, and for the most part, I would say the people are typically biased to eat their own food. You go to Germany, and they say German food is the best. You're in Hungary, the Hungarians like to eat their Hungarian food. The only people I wouldn't say are like that are myself, the Americans. We stole from everybody. We stole from.
So that's why you're so open-minded, because you have, what have you got? I mean, hamburgers?
Well, we have a little bit more than that, hamburgers and hot dogs. But
and alligators. Hamburgers and alligators, right?
But tuna casserole.
But the good food, the good cuisine comes from China and Mexico, and if you go
Europe,
to America,
there's a lot of great food in Europe.
Yeah. Would you put up your hand if you think you are a little bit conservative? So you're not the daring type. You wouldn't like to try out new food. Okay, you've proved to be really daring because you have tasted the frog leg. So you're being very nice. Thank you very much. And the word. So Wanda and Jolt, it's your bit now. Whether you have learned something, this is time to prove it. Vén Róka.
Seasoned veteran.
Wonderful, seasoned veteran. Great. Sorry, but it's your job, Diana, to read it out in Hungarian. I'm sorry.
Szunyakál.
Zsolt?
Snooze.
Snooze. Snooze in the sun. Right. Great.
Örjönkve.
Magánkívül. Örjönkve.
In a frenzy.
Yes. Crocodiles feed in a frenzy. Great.
Hizlal.
Wanda?
Fatten up.
Fatten up. Great.
Whosoever.
Wonderful. Jod?
Carnivore.
Carnivore.
Yeah.
Carnivore.
Galadul. Kihasznál.
Yes. Exploit. I would like to say thank you to David for being with us, and it's been a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. And next week, I believe it's going to be about fashion.
Pontosan 24 órán belül nem kerülnek elő a birkák, ezek az emberek halottak.
Megesküdtünk, hogy egyetlen állatot sem adunk az ellenségnek. Majd csak kitalálunk valamit.
Álmodni sem mertem volna, Oszi, hogy borssal is éppen így
két legyed egy csapásod esünk.
Ha valamilyen banánhéjon elcsúsznátok, az jóvá tehetetlen lenne.
Nem fogunk elcsúszni, örülünk.
Egyetlen hajaszála sem görül meg, hogyha elvezet bennünket Bors osztagának búvóhelyéhez.
Bors. A sorozat folytatódik. Holnap délután az M2-n.
Adjátok a fasisztákat!
Nekünk arra van szükségünk, hogy egész falvak ábránduljanak ki a partizánokból.
Most mi vagyunk a törvény!
Gyerekkorom óta egyebet sem hallok, csak hülye jelszavak.
Nyugalom!
Nekünk is van bondunk. Egy óra múlva itt vagyok. Holnap délután az M2-n.